This is Bob Wynn with A View From Here. Isn't it bad enough that we have to deal with COVID-19 and a faltering economy and these massive wildfires? But now we have to deal with absolute stupidity as well. Enter our illustrious governor and her ridiculous reaction to this devastation by choosing to refer to the wildfires as, ready? Climate fires. What a putz. If you ever needed proof that this whole COVID-19 pandemic has been created by governors like ours, look no further than this example. Inslee in Washington and Newsom in California have uttered the exact same phrase as our dopey governor: climate fires. They've been in lockstep to cripple the economy with COVID-19 restrictions all along the West Coast, not to stop the virus. It's really an attempt to stop Donald Trump. Need another example? President Trump allocates emergency FEMA money to help the unemployed in America, and it takes our governor a full 2 weeks to decide if Oregon should participate. Why 2 weeks? Well, because it took that long for her fellow henchmen in Washington and California to finally give in and agree to accept the money. That's when she made her decision. But I digress. Wildfires. We've always had them, but it's been a while since we've seen them this bad. To blame it all on climate change? That's just poppycock. Simply, we need to put people back to work in our forests, and yes, that means cutting trees and clearing brush. Of course, the first thing out of the mouths of those in charge is clear-cutting. That's simply not the case. No one is advocating for clear-cutting anything. Responsible forest management, that's what we need. Oh, you can scream climate change all you want, but the basic fact is, unless the major polluters like China and India decide to take steps to limit their outrageous carbon emissions, no amount of change in our country is going to really make that much of a difference. What do I believe is the number one problem that has caused this wildfire situation? The ridiculous spotted owl fiasco. But even if the government admitted defeat on the issue, which they won't, we still have a problem. If we got back in the woods and started responsible logging like we should have been doing all along, where do we take those trees? We have a mill shortage because of the spotted owl fiasco. How do we fix that problem? Well, as is the case with any problem the government creates, they should pay for it. No company is going to shell out millions and millions of dollars to build a brand new mill when they'd run the risk that the federal government might create another spotted owl debacle and shut down the entire woods again. Nope. The government needs to pay to rectify the problem. They need to put up the money to build new mills for the timber that would be coming out of the forests. Rather than spout political slogans like climate fire, our governor needs to be banding together with other states, demanding that we get back into the federal forests and start sustainable logging again, and get our forests healthy, and have the government build new mills. But then again, that's against Governor Brown's ideals now, isn't it? This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View From Here.